Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirk, and we're looking up a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Last week I mentioned dark matter by way of describing the latest findings that the universe is expanding faster than previously thought. And there was a talk last Saturday at the observatory's open night entitled The Interplay of Galaxies and Dark Matter. Well, we don't really know what this dark matter is, this elusive substance that composes most of the material universe. But it could be that it's made of black holes, and some astronomers are beginning to think this tantalizing possibility could be true. Alexander Kashlinsky is an astronomer at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, and he thinks that black holes of a special type that formed soon after the Big Bang can perfectly explain the observations of gravitational waves or ripples in space-time, which were detected by the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory last year. And it could also explain previous observations of the early universe. And if Kashlinsky is correct, then dark matter might be composed of these primordial black holes. And all galaxies might be embedded within a vast sphere of black holes. And the early universe might have evolved differently than scientists had thought. The level of debate on this subject reveals just how little we know, but also that we are on the threshold of discovering major things about the composition and evolution of our universe, with these new machines and detectors throwing up data, which causes us to adjust theory from time to time. So in 2005, Kashlinsky and his colleagues used the Spitzer Space Telescope to explore the background glow of infrared light found in the universe. Because light from cosmic objects takes a finite amount of time to travel through space, and we know what that speed is, astronomers on Earth see distant objects the way those objects looked way in the past. So Kashlinsky and his group wanted to look toward the early universe beyond where telescopes can pick up individual galaxies. And when the researchers removed from their equations all of the light from the known galaxies throughout the universe, they could still detect excess light. This is the background glow from the first sources to illuminate the universe more than 13 billion years ago. In 2013, Kashlinsky and his colleagues used the Chandra X-ray Observatory to explore the background glow in a different part of the electromagnetic spectrum, that is X-rays, and to their surprise, the patterns within the infrared background perfectly matched the patterns within the X-ray background. And he pointed out that the only sources that would be able to produce this in both infrared and X-rays are black holes, or at least that we know about now. And then we had the LIGO detection on September the 14th, 2015. This observatory made the first ever direct detection of gravitational waves. These are cosmic ripples in the fabric of space-time itself. And those had been produced by a pair of colliding black holes. So for the first time, astronomers could collect these unique signals created by powerful astronomical events and directly detect black holes, as opposed to seeing the illuminated material around them. Primordial black holes aren't formed from the collapse of a dead star, which is the more commonly known mechanism for black hole formation that takes place relatively late in the universe's history. Instead, primordial black holes formed soon after the Big Bang, and this is for FMR listeners, sound waves radiated throughout the universe then, and areas where those sound waves are densest could have collapsed to form black holes. For now, these primordial black holes remain hypothetical, but Kashlinsky looked at the consequences that these primordial black holes would have had on the evolution of the cosmos, and he thinks that this process could explain both the excess cosmic infrared background and the excess cosmic X-ray background that he and his colleagues observed a few years ago. So there's something to think about over the weekend, that we may be swimming inside vast primordial black holes. My goodness me. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham in a spin, congratulating us all for making it halfway through the year, with the Earth continuing to chug its way around the sun, for which we are grateful. Clear skies to everyone. FMR.